piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
I am John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the food guys. Greg and I have been thinking, it seems that we've neglected the science part of cooking over the years. We thought we would do it directly with four programs. We're basing our comments on the wonderful writings of Harold McGee, two books on food and cooking, which was a monumental text.
That was his first book. It came out originally in 1986. It became my Bible. And then it was revised a few years ago. In the interim, he came out with another book called The Curious Cook.
It's more
anecdotal stuff, but it's about his own personal experiments with certain food oddities, let's say.
A really charming book. Highly recommended. Let's go to what I felt was one of the really basic statements that he made on food and cooking about the four basic molecules of food.
Mm-hmm.
There are simply four basic molecules.
Basic water, probably the most important.
Absolutely.
Our own bodies are 60% water.
Fruit water about 95% water.
Yeah, fruits and vegetables can be up to 95% water. Raw meat is about 75% water. Water is so important because it dissolves other substances, so it's also a carrier of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Carbohydrates, a big general category for sugars and starches.
You're talking about vegetables when you're talking about carbohydrates.
We have proteins, which are both in plants and animals. Proteins, of course, are amino acids. Fats
is the fourth.
We have all kinds of fats, fatty acids, triglycerides, phospholipids.
There's animal fats and there's vegetable fats.
And so those are the four basic.
There's four basic molecules.
Basic molecules.
So, I think if you're a cooker, you're interested in cooking, you ought to have firmly implanted in your mind that really I'm dealing with four basic things. Water, fats, carbohydrates, protein.
Take, for example, zucchini. That's mostly water. The proteins are certainly there in the cell membranes. Fats are there in the cell membranes. And carbohydrates are going to be dissolved in the cellular tissue.
Right.
So there you have your four groups. You take a steak. It's mostly going to be protein.
Yes.
When I say mostly protein, I mean the solid tissues, but it's 75% water.
Yes.
And then you have a minimum amount of carbohydrates in a steak. The fats, of course, are all marbled within the body of the steak. So any kind of food, you can look at it and say, here's the carbohydrate, here's the protein, here's the fat, and here's the water.
Yes, and all these have an effect on one and another. The fats are relatively stable, even carbohydrates. Curiously enough, carbohydrates and proteins are very seriously affected by water. They can be dissolved in water and blend with water in many ways. Fats, no.
Fats will not dissolve in water, no.
No. The very fact that they don't is very important and crucial for much of our cooking. What it amounts to is they're great at creating little barriers, the lining that prevents water from dissolving something inside or altering it in some way. They also hugely influence flavors.
Fats carry a lot of flavor. This is one of the problems in low-fat cooking. Some people like to do no-fat cooking. If there's no fat, you are not getting very much flavor. Fats carry flavor.
Mm-hmm.
A well-marbled steak is going to taste a heck of a lot better than a very lean steak. We're not advocating that you eat highly saturated fat foods. We're just saying this is the way it is.
When you turn to carbohydrates are much more important than we think. Generally, if you just think about it casually, they are the sugars.
They are the sugars.
And that's how every living cell actually is able to function, is because of sugar. Glucose.
We eat food for energy. We get the energy most directly from the carbohydrates. They tend to be very easy to digest in the mouth first, and then certainly in the stomach. Proteins are harder to digest. Proteins are long chains of amino acids, and they're not a direct source of energy. You'd have to have amino acids go into a cycle within the cell to convert it to a carbohydrate. Same thing with the fat. Fat is also a source of energy, but it has to be basically converted into a carbohydrate first.
Proteins really are the most volatile of the molecules. They change considerably. And they're also, when you think about it, the basic structure of our whole existence, of life itself in the form of DNA and RNA. So those are the four basic molecules, and we'll return to the whole discussion of science and its application to cooking the next time you come back to
The Food Guys. Da 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 da